At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today is World EV Day. Although EV sales in Ireland are going down, but the market is growing globally and predictions would suggest that they are going to return to an upswing in the future here in Ireland. John O'Keefe is with us. He is CEO of ePower. John, for people unfamiliar, ePower is what?
Well, we're an EV charging company. So we install chargers in people's homes, in their businesses and public charging all over the country.
Particularly disappointing for you then to see EV sales going down.
Well, we're still growing. I mean, we've almost doubled in size in the last 12 months, you know, so, and we've big plans ahead. But the way I'd say it is the flow has slowed a bit, but the overall pool of EVs is growing every day. So we're seeing increased demand residentially and commercially, and we'll put out about 300 public fast chargers next year, you know, so a lot going on.
Obvious question, why has the demand slowed?
Well, I think there's a number of factors at play. So it's the second largest purchase you're ever going to make after your house. And the grants changed, which was probably a bit premature because 5% of the fleet in Ireland is electric. So they're a bit early to be reducing grants, I would say. Then you had new cars came down in price, which caused pressure on secondhand car values. Now, the good news is secondhand prices are now down 15%. So they're cheaper now than diesel and petrol secondhand equivalents. So, and you've seen the new cars. I mean, you know, I won't name names of brands, but one of the main models has gone down from sort of 53 grand to 39. So when has that ever happened in the car industry? You know, so I think it's really been shaken up and good value's coming in.
You mentioned the grants. To what extent can EVs stand on their own two feet economically against internal combustion engine cars at this point without grants?
Well, I think with the reductions, so the main Tesla brand, for example, the Model 3, that came down from over 50 grand to 39. Now, that's way in excess of any grant reduction. The grant came down from 5 to 3.5. So I think the value is there. Plus running an EV, I mean, if you're able to charge at home and so on, it's 70% cheaper. You know, you're getting a fill for less than a tenner.
What about during the night? Availability for people to charge at home? Because obviously if you have your own driveway and you can park directly outside your house, that is a dead easy thing to achieve. But if you're in a terraced house, if you're in an apartment, it looks like an impossibility.
Well, there's grants for apartments, so you can get that. I live in a terraced house and I'm able to charge, but I'm able to park right next door, right? It is challenging, so you need public charging. You need the councils and everyone else to roll out far more charging. Now, what I do know is Dublin are rolling out a massive network of charging over the next 18 months. Limerick have just gone out with a tender. Cork have come out with a strategy paper. Offaly are rolling out for about 5 counties. Donegal are doing it. So it's coming. Now, I think range anxiety is a little bit overplayed, if I'm honest with you, because if you are able to charge, we've chargers in the office, I've charged at home. So journeys aren't a big issue for me. The average distance is about 16 kilometres. You know, the range is 400 to 600 and they're increasing. I think it's a little bit overplayed.
Well, I was reading Adrian Weckler, the IT expert and the tech expert in The Independent, talking about exactly that. And he was saying that having driven long distances across Ireland, that he found the range to be a significant challenge. Both the availability of charging stations on long journeys and the availability of ones that are working when you get there.
Well, the average uptime is about 98%, right? So the chargers are working around that scale. So you'd be unfortunate if it happens. Now, if you're charging in peak summer traffic, there aren't enough chargers, right? So ZEVI, which is the Department of Transport body targeted with improving infrastructure, they've just released a grant that's for 17 service stations. We've got 6 of them. We're delighted. We're going to roll out fast charging in those. They're going to roll out 130 over the next 12 months. So that's going to make a big difference.
When we many years ago changed from leaded petrol to unleaded petrol, the manner in which it was achieved was a pretty simple one. Unleaded was cheaper and everybody flocked to it for that reason. Is that still the issue with EVs, that we're still talking about how to make the experience of owning an EV equal to that of an internal combustion engine? Can you drive the same distance? Do you have range anxiety? Don't we need to get to the point where it's effectively, when I look to buy a car, I say, that one's a better economic buy, I'll jump into it?
Well, economically, I think it's a fantastic purchase, right? We need to make it easy for people, though. I think that's the critical point. So right now, you know, 70%, 80% of charging is done at home. We've got to make it easy for the people who don't have that facility, right? So we've got to get ahead of the curve. We've got to roll out tens of thousands of chargers. So they're not even thinking about it, right? And that's the challenge at the moment. And that's where we need to put the investment in. Actually running an EV, charging at home, massively cheaper. Charging on a public highway, still massively cheaper. We've just got to make it super convenient.
When you talk about rolling out more EVs, or more charging for EVs, what type of chargers are needed? Is it urban centres plug in for half an hour? Is it fast chargers in garages on motorways? Where's the need?
So it's horses for courses, I would say. So if you're hotels, you need slow chargers for overnight guests, right? If you're a factory or an office block and you have people here for 8 hours, slow chargers is absolutely fine. But if you've got meeting rooms and people are coming in for an hour, or they're traveling to a destination, they need to be able to get a couple hundred kilometres in 20 minutes. So they're fast chargers. A fast charger is anything over 50 kilowatt sort of in capacity. We're rolling out 180s, right? So you're going to get a really fast charge in no time at all. You know, you grab a cup of coffee, you come back, you catch up in your email or text or phone call, and away you go. You're ready to rock.
So are you predicting an inflection point that we will hit, a sort of a critical mass point where you say that'll be the year when EVs really take off in Ireland?
Well, it's hard to put a year on it because everyone who's forecast the numbers to date has been wrong, okay? But what I would say, there's 125,000 now out of a fleet of sort of 2.5 million. When that gets to 500,000, 600,000, you know, you're really going to see them just everywhere. They're going to be part of your everyday life. Van fleets are converting to electric now. Heavy goods fleets are starting to do it, you know? So you're really starting to
see... To what extent are heavy goods fleets starting to shift to electric?
Well, ATC, who are a logistics company in Baldonnell, if you forgive me for mentioning, customer of ours, they've just transitioned their entire fleet, heavy goods vehicles, to electric. Now, they do data products and all that, really highly important ones, and they're relying on electric. That was a massive investment on their behalf. They were backed by Zevi. Dairy Gold have introduced it into their fleet. Amazon
presumably
vans.
This is for urban delivery rather than for long-haul HGV.
No, you're talking milk truck, you know, a milk truck. Kilsaren Concrete bought 2 trucks. I mean, you can't get heavier than a cement truck, okay? So they're very brave companies. They've done, you know, they're getting ahead of the curve and obviously they want to improve their eco credentials as well. But they wouldn't do it if it wasn't efficient. And whenever I'm asked about efficiency, I just say, look at the taxi drivers. You've never met a taxi driver who wouldn't buy a car that was cheap to run and was solid in terms of maintenance and ease of use. And
why then are so many of the manufacturers still wary of the total commitment to plug-in electric? There's still a lot of the manufacturers going heavily in hybrid with still having internal combustion engines and the batteries together.
Well, I suppose right now they're looking at 10 and 15 year commitments. If you're building a factory, it's a multi-billion dollar commitment, and you've really got to be sure of your timing. And I think at the moment the timing of the full switch has changed. Politically it's also changed. So the UK was 2030, then it meant 2035. Which is it? You know, if you're going to make an investment, you need certainty. And I think that's why you've got some of those changes. Plug-in hybrids are great, a transition product as well. But ultimately, you'll move to a full electric.
Two other things. One of the concerns that gets raised a lot is the cost of end-of-life replacement for batteries. I think that the US has battery life expectations somewhere around the 10 to 15 years. But that means that at the end of you get a car to be 10 or 11 years old, suddenly you need to find between 5 and 15,000 euro. Is that a scaring people off?
We don't get a lot of comments on that, if I'm perfectly honest with you. I mean, the average lifetime of a normal car is about 13 years. So battery kind of fits well in that 10 to 20 years. I think I'd urge the manufacturers to provide longer term guarantees, because that's what the prices you've quoted are for a full battery pack replacement. You wouldn't need to do that because they're in cells. So you'd partially replace the vehicle battery, you know, but we haven't had much of that to date.
The other thing then is we saw the chargers for on-street charging, the kind of arms that reach out over and reach down to the cars, there was a move to ban them and not have them available.
Yeah.
Do we need to change the type of chargers that are available, particularly in urban centres?
I think in urban centres we need to be a bit more flexible. Some of those solutions are really good. We're a litigious society, so I think that's some of the fear. But why don't we put chargers on lampposts? You know, the lampposts are there. We could put slow overnight chargers for all of those residents in place. Why don't we do that today?
Lastly, is there a challenge in balancing the two competing policy objectives? One, to get everybody onto public transport, and two, to litter the centre of our cities with chargers to attract cars into the city centre?
Well, you know what? I think no solution is perfect and no solution solves all the problems, right? So you've got to have a bit of both. So, you know, the answer to that question is, don't do nothing, do something, right? And then see where you are in 10 years.
John, thank you very much. That is John O'Keefe, CEO of ePower on this, which is, of course, World EV Day.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.